In Macedonia, the ruling coalition government has conceded defeat in the country's first election since last year's bloody uprising by ethnic Albanians seeking greater autonomy. Ecstatic crowds filled the streets of the capital, Skopje, last night as news of the results broke. As Nick Wood reports now from Skopje, a peaceful election was seen as essential to the former Yugoslav Republic's efforts to move forward from last year's violence.
Official results still aren't known, but Prime Minister Ljubo Georgevski conceded defeat shortly after midnight in an announcement on local TV. He said his party, VUMRO, the Internal Macedonian Revolutionary Organization, would not be able to form the next government, and he congratulated his opponents, the Social Democratic Union, which, in unofficial tallies, got more than any other party with more than 40% of the votes. The news brought thousands of people out onto the streets of Skopje, many of them waving flags and shooting into the air. In Albanian areas, there was a similar reaction when the government's Albanian coalition partners conceded defeat to the party led by the leader of last year's rebel uprising, Ali Ahmeti. His group, the Democratic Union for Integration, is thought to have gained over 60% of the Albanian vote, making it a possible coalition partner. The results were a severe blow for the government that fought the polls with a strong nationalist campaign. They'd repeatedly threatened to jail Ahmeti and other former guerrilla leaders in spite of a peace deal struck last year. As news spread of the government's defeat, Branko Cervenkovski, the head of the Social Democratic Union and probably Macedonia's next prime minister, held a rally in the capital. His campaign is focused on the economy. Unemployment in Macedonia is at around 40%. Voters speaking at this victory rally said it was this and the perception that the government mishandled last year's conflict with ethnic Albanian rebels that made them vote for the opposition.
Honestly, I think a big part of Albanian population think as well that the conflict is over.
I think that the very fiber of this society will be changed, or better, and for better. Because I think right now it is not possible with this government to have any other way except way of destruction, self-destruction.
Election monitors said most voting took place without any problems, a point that Western observers say is important to help ease inter-ethnic divisions. However, there were isolated incidents of violence. Florin Plesniku, spokesman for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, whose staff helped monitor the polls, describes an incident at one polling station.
The major one, if I may call it that way, was the one in Leszok, where a group of armed men, around 15 of them, entered the polling station twice today, and on their second visit on that spot, they fired a few shots. They threatened the members of the elections committee, and on their way out from the polling station, they grabbed the ballot box.
This incident and the lead up to the polls, in which at least 8 people died, shows Macedonia is still a volatile state. However, the results of Sunday's polls appear to show that most Macedonians want to put last year's conflict firmly behind them. For NPR News, I'm Nick Wood in Skopje.